We're going back to phone calls coming up here in about 15 minutes. We've got Tommy Ford's going to be joining us. He's going to be talking about a new podcast. And then right now we're going to dive into a conversation as I take you to DanielMoreArt.com. DanielMoreArt.com, one of our great sponsors, somebody that we always enjoy featuring. You know, Daniel Moore, when he talks about illustrating that beautiful painting and the Nick Saban era, that is one of those that, you know, the large print sold out. You can find it on the mini print side of things, DanielMoreArt.com. But right now we're going to talk about, because on the front of that book, the Saban era, 2007 to 2023, when Nick Saban saved this university. One more bad coach, who knows where we would be. We might be in the new Vanderbilt or the new Auburn. No, not really. But I do look at it and I think about what Nick Saban was able to do coming out of Miami and saving the University of Alabama. Right now, we're going to welcome in the author of that book, The Saban Era, Alabama Crimson Tide Football Domination from 2007 to 2023. Brad Beard, it is good to be able to talk with you. I hope you're having a great day.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's go through this. I want to walk us through the idea. When you think about writing this book, kind of talk about how the development side of it, what kind of got you started when you think about, you know, this book and you know, being able to talk about the things we're going to talk about here today.
Yeah, so several years ago, I was just thinking about how many incredible seasons Alabama's had, how many records were being broken, and I just wanted to see it all together and see the big picture. So I put all the games in a spreadsheet, and I started slicing and dicing the data from there and saw so many 10-win seasons, 11-win seasons. We were ranked number one so many times. And then I did the same thing for players who were drafted into the NFL, and it just sort of exploded from there. I was originally just going to kind of put this together for myself, but as I kept getting deeper and deeper, I thought, you know, a lot of people are going to really, really want this. And that's when I knew it had to be perfect and thorough, and I decided from there to gather all the data, including coaching turnover, recruits, rosters, awards, you name it. It's all in there.
What is the one thing as you're going through some of these data points that maybe grabbed you, something that you didn't know that you learned simply by, you know, doing the research and comparing the historical facts?
There's a ton of those. That's what I love about the book.
Sure,
every time I read it, I find something new, but that's the beauty of it. Some that stand out is, he never lost a home game in October. Another is he had 190 regular season games without back-to-back losses. Only lost by two or more touchdowns five times.
Ooh, things like that.
It's all over the place. Yeah. Incredible.
I mean, those are the moments as we look at the data points. I mean, you look at a 12-team playoff, you want to blame somebody for a 12-team playoff if you don't like it. I mean, we can never complain about football, but you could probably lay that at the feet of Nick Saban because he was dominating the sport. Is why we went to two teams, to four teams, and now from four to 12, well, a lot of that probably tied back to Coach Saban.
Yeah, I agree. I love it.
So when you look at it from his perspective, thinking about what Coach Saban, what is the one thing that you identify that allowed him to have this success?
Well, I think the process comes to mind.
Sure.
I feel like when I remember he came in 07, one thing I think about is he came in and said, I don't care who you are, you're going to do it this way or you're not going to do it. And he would suspend players that were really good and kind of show them this is how we have to behave and act and be a part of the team to buy into this process to make it happen. And I think the players started coming together at that point because we were kind of like you mentioned before, kind of in shambles before he came.
I mean, you do think about it. I mean, I think about often, what if Nick Saban would have said no? What if Alabama would have ended up with another coach? Because that's the what if. I mean, it's the biggest what if in University of Alabama history. What if he says no, you know, would this university be able to turn it around? I mean, you would say possibly, but who knows?
Not like this. Not like he did it. For sure.
Brad, want to talk about some things when you look at the post history, and you do think about, you know, his reflection. Next week they're going to name the stadium after him. In your opinion, as someone who has done what you and I are talking about, is that enough?
I don't think anything is enough. I think
sure.
It's fantastic, and it's such an honor, and I know he would appreciate that and does appreciate that. I don't know what else you can do. I think it's probably priceless what he's done. There's no way to repay him for everything he's done. there's just no way.
When you look at the signing this weekend, you're going to be one of our friends, Mr. David Jones and Bama stuff, both junior and senior over there. Talk about the invite people out to be able to connect with your book. Obviously, we want people to buy the book, DanielMoreArt.com. But if you're here in Tuscaloosa, you can go by and get an autographed edition. Tell me more.
Yeah, so, I mean, I really want this in the hands of as many people as possible, not only Alabama fans, but people who respect Coach Saban and his accomplishments, and even just college football fans in general. The more people that have it, I feel like we can relive this era. It's something I want people talking about forever, and I want it to be more than just, oh, he was a great coach, he made some great accomplishments and had a great run. I want it to be more specific. You can go to any game, look it up. Every game is in this book where you can go through and read a summary. All the stats are there. So you can relive a moment that you went to a couple games that you really enjoy and want to relive it, or an entire season or the whole era. So, I'm going to be signing these at Bama Stuff, and I hope everybody can get their hands on it. And it's a great gift for people. So I can sign it to certain people if you'd like to give it as a gift, or to yourself, or just sign it however you like it. So I'd love everybody to come out and check it out.
Brad, what's the time on that at Bama Stuff on Saturday?
It's from 2 to 5.
So 2 to 5, you're going to be there at 3 o'clock. Now, just making sure, now, for those who don't know, you got Bama Stuff, you got Alabama Express, Alabama Bookstore, where most of us, back in the old days, we would buy all of our books. I mean, right there for Mr. David Jones. And which location will you be at? It? Will you be out front? Or describe that for those people walking by.
Yeah, it'll be inside Bama Express.
Okay.
There's going to be a table,
Brad,
set up inside.
That's a smart decision for Saturday.
That's right.
I don't know if you were able to work that. And, hey, that's negotiation, but I must be inside. That's a smart move, number one.
That's right.
Brad, looking through this, is there a game that stands out to you that would stand above the rest on this 17-year run?
Well, I think the beauty of it is everybody might have a different answer for that.
Sure.
And you can go look at your own, you know, what works for you. For me personally, it's going to be the 2020 championship Ohio State game for a couple of reasons. Number one, I thought that the team was absolutely dominant, star-studded, undefeated season. It was just incredible anyway. COVID, so we played more SEC games ever in regular season. And for me, the cherry on top is my wife and son got to go witness that game with me, and that was his last championship game.
Wow. I mean, you do think about 6 national titles. I mean, you think about, I mean, not just saving the university, but he turned it into one of the greatest dynasties in the history of sports. I mean, it's not just college football. I mean, what Coach Saban did to flip the script, it's almost like you're in a dream, right? I mean, I know that sounds crazy. It's 17 years, but you almost have to pinch yourself. One day, you know, when we're looking at this book, 40 years from now, 30 years from now, we're going, Nick Saban did what? I mean, because it's almost like we're caught up in the moment. We're caught up in the moment. We really haven't had a chance to truly reflect, and I hope this book is able to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. As I proofread it over and over, I would find something else every time saying, wow, this is just amazing. And I agree. I think sometimes we took it for granted. I tried not to, but it's hard not to at the time. But I think when reality sets in, yeah, we're going to be able to see these stats and accomplishments. And like I said, hopefully read about them and have them live on forever.
The Saban Era, the book by Brad Beard. You can find it at DanielMoreArt.com, DanielMoreArt.com, one of our great sponsors. Brad, is there anything that we left uncovered when we look at the book signing this weekend from 2 until 5, right there on University Boulevard, Bama Stuff? You'll be inside, go in and get the book and celebrate these Alabama Crimson Tide fans. But if you're outside, you're not able to make it to Tuscaloosa, it's available at DanielMoreArt.com, DanielMoreArt.com. Crimson Tide domination from 2007 to 2023. And the low price on the website on Daniel Moore Art is $26.09 with a small discount that's applied there at newlifeart.com. Anything that we missed that you'd love to be able to address? Take as much time as you need.
I don't know we missed anything. Like I said, just so people are aware, every game, again, has a summary, all the stats, and then afterwards, every season is summarized as well. I think it has a really good appendix, and it's not only to relive every game in stat, but if there's anything you ever want to look up and cross-reference, and I find myself doing this all the time, I have it in a format that I'm really proud of. It's organized in a way that's very easy to find anything you're looking for, and with all the stats and all the data, you know, that was difficult to do, but I think a lot of people will enjoy it, and I'm hoping to spread that to everybody.
Hey, Brad, it was good to be able to visit with you. I hope we're able to make it by and say hello to you at Bama Stuff. If we're not able to, please give Mr. David Jones my best. I've always enjoyed him. He was a believer in my radio show many, many years ago, and we thank you for the opportunity to visit here and also with DanielMoreArt.com. Is there other places that you can get it? I mean, is it exclusive through Daniel Moore? Obviously the signing, but is there other places that you can purchase the book?
Yeah, I do want to shout out to David and Bama Stuff and Daniel Moore. They've been so kind to be an avenue for this book for the sale. It's on Amazon as well. And I think for all the places that'll sell it, the easiest thing to remember, thesavinera.com, and I'll have everywhere listed that you can get it, and that'll be an easier way to remember everything. But I'm very grateful for them, and I'm very grateful for you having me on the show. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Roll Tide to you, man. I love documenting history, and you've done that here through the book. Brad, I hope you have a great rest of your day, man.
You too. Roll Tide. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.